Number 110. The Courtroom. In this lopsided world which we inhabit today, litigation has become the means by which society attempts to solve all its perceived problems. I was told at school that the war was the locomotive of change, but the field of battle has moved to a new locus, the courtroom, and this new locomotion is creating casualties of its own. There are so many attorneys loping after ambulances in search of new litigants or loitering in various obvious locales on the lookout for clients that they oftentimes resemble a swarm of locusts. These loquacious and long-winded advocates are treating the system like a lottery in the hopes of finding that one valuable customer who can give them a big enough payout, like a prospector striking a rich lode, that they can spend the rest of their days loafing and lounging. For them, the richest loam seems to be at society's literal, the loons and disadvantaged who live at the fringe of our communities. It delights us when I say that I don't love to see solicitors' ads hanging in a hospital lobby like vertical litter. They create a longing for quick money for every lout who is loath to take responsibility for their own actions. So you crashed your car into a tree, and a log loosened and crushed your car. Why, of course society should pay. It makes me livid. I truly loathe it. I wish I could grab them all by the earlobe and throw the lot into the street to stop them creating a logjam in the courts. Perhaps I am being a little unfair. I know there are lawyers with more lofty ambitions who don't loll around but work hard to create a new lore that will protect ourselves and our descendants like a lotion to heal all wounds. I admire their locution, the way they handle the complex logistics of a court case, or weave a clever argument as though they were a loom for words. I admire those who seek to find and destroy unfair loopholes in the law, and in so doing complete the loop of justice. They have it within them to create a legacy that will not be stored in some dusty loft like a broken vase inherited from some long-lost aunt, but a worthy and useful legacy of liberty and equality. I hope beyond all that this gift for mankind will have eternal longevity.